Good evening. If you'd take your Bibles and turn to with me to Matthew chapter 5. And I just want to start out with saying thank you for the opportunity to be able to do this service. I know it's new for all of us to see the young people up here leading and be kind of being in charge. And it's truly been a blessing to me. I know being able to prepare for this, and I pray that it was a blessing to you all as well. To start out tonight, I want to maybe give a little illustration that might be able to help us understand kind of what I want to speak about. And maybe you could share the same memory. I know when I was younger, one of my favorite activities that I would do in the summertime, maybe after like a barbecue or something, would be to run around the yard and to catch fireflies. And I don't know what it was about fireflies that captivated me when I was younger, but we'd catch them and put them in jars, or we'd smear them on us and laugh, I guess, at cruelty. But I think what I think it was that the difficulty of trying to find them, because it was obviously dark outside, and you know their light would come on and you'd see them, and you'd be able to go find them. You'd go to the light, and then their light would shut off and they'd be gone, and then you are stuck looking like a fool running around your yard at nothing. And so if you will, just think with me about that maybe as we go through this, because I feel sometimes as Christians we can be that way where with our light. And, when times are going good, we can shine. Yeah, we can be good Christians when it's easy. But sometimes when things get tough or things get rough, we, you know, our light dims and our light fades. In contrast to the firefly example, there's what's described by the United States Coast Guard as the world's most powerful lighthouse. And it was turned on in Charleston, South Carolina. And the installation is 140 feet tall. And the light from this lighthouse is able to be seen from 20 miles away. And that's truly amazing. I mean, if you think about 20 miles and from the source, you can see this light. And it's at the entrance of the harbor in on Sullivan's Island in Charleston. And if you think about the light that this lighthouse has and the storms that it's been through and the impact that it's had in bringing so many ships safely into the harbor, and you know, without that lighthouse, you know, those ships would be lost because they'd be in utter darkness. They would not know where to go. But they can see that light, and they can know where the harbor is. That light leads them safely into the harbor. If you look with me in Matthew chapter 5, if you have it, in verse 14, it says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." If you would consider with me tonight the question, are you a firefly or are you a lighthouse Christian? Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity that I've been given to speak tonight, Lord. And I pray that this congregation won't see me, Lord, but that they can see you through me. And pray that you'll hide me behind the cross. And bless this message, and I pray, amen. I would like to first look at the need for the light in our world. And I think it's very evident and easy to look around in 2020 and see the darkness that's in our world and the lack of hope and the lack of joy that we see in the people around us. In Proverbs 4:19, it says, "The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." In 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Psalm 82, verse 5, "They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course." These verses tell us not only that the people around us are in darkness, but that they're unawares of the darkness that they're in. Because we see that the devil has blinded the minds of the unsaved and of the lost. And many in this room maybe were at that point one time in your life where you didn't have the hope. You didn't have, you know, God that we can count on. And you called out to him and you had him save you. In the people around us, they live in a state of darkness. And as I said, they're unaware of the light that Christ can bring to their life. And In Acts 26, verse 18, it says, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them, which are sanctified by faith that is in me. God's light is the only thing that can release the lost from the power of Satan. In John 3:19, it says, and this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And clearly we can see today, like I said, that the evil is all around us in the world. Well, we see that the lost are in darkness, but also sometimes Christians can be in darkness. Sometimes when hard times, like a 2020 comes around, Christians almost act like the unsaved, act like the lost, like we don't have hope. We don't have, you know, God that we can count on. Well, I know for me, during 2020, a verse that stuck out to me was Psalms 46, verse 10, that says, and be still and know that I am God. And, you know, for me as a Christian, I can have faith and I can have put my trust in God to bring me through a hard time or whatever it is that I'm going through. But there's many people out there who don't have that hope, that don't have that privilege that we have to come boldly before the throne of God and ask him for whatever it is that we need. And I just think that sometimes as Christians, we, by not having faith and by not trusting in God, that we aren't the testimony of those around us that we should be. If Christians, you know, can't be joyous and, you know, get through hard times, then what makes us any different than the unsaved? I want to look, secondly, at the source of the light, and that is clearly seen through the scripture as God being the source of the light. And in Psalms 27, verse 1, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When Jesus Christ came into my heart and I asked him to save me from my sins, the light of his gospel, the light of Jesus Christ, came into my life. And if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you haven't put your trust in him for eternal life and eternal security, I encourage you to do that tonight. And Jesus sent his Son for you to come boldly before him, ask forgiveness for your sins, and put your trust in him to save you. In John, 1 John 1:5, it says, this then is the message which ye have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. I think coming in, or in when we face issues, a lot of times the world thinks, you know, we can fix this through psychology, we can fix this through, you know, whatever it is that they think of. I think it's clear to Christians that the thing that will help our country in 2021, because I don't believe that things are just necessarily going to get easier because it's a new year, and the thing that's going to help is us sharing God with the people around us, us keeping our bus ministries going. I know during COVID it was hard because of regulations and things and the health of the riders, but I'm thankful for a church that kept our doors open. Why? Because in a time of darkness is when we need to shine our light the brightest. And I just pray that you'll consider coming into 2021 to be a better witness, to be a better a light that you should be. And that can start by you drawing closer to God each and every day. And we know if we draw nigh to God, he's going to draw nigh to us. We have that promise in Scripture. And, you know, there's no darkness in God. If we draw close to him, his light will fill us. If you think about when you go in a dark room and you turn on the light, what happens? The light drives out darkness. Light always wins over darkness, if you think about it. It fills every space. It fills everything. And that's what God can do to our hearts. It's what he can do to the hearts of the people around us. Because there are people around us who are lost. They don't know, you know, that they're lost. They don't even know what's, you know, and we can share that with them. And that light is going to help them through what they're going through. And also the Bible is a light. And it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In Psalms 119, 130, it says, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. As Christians, we have a responsibility to shine before those, and we're commanded to go out and to share that with others. And like I said at the beginning, if you think about a firefly, and as a silly illustration that is, I think it's very applicable and maybe can hit home to you that, you know, are you shining on and shining off? Are you not consistent in your Bible reading in the morning? Are you not consistent in your walk with God? If you're not consistent with your walk with God, then you're not going to be consistently shining to others around you. And that is why we're here. That is our purpose. And, you know, yes, there's rules and there's things in this in the Bible that we're commanded to do. But above all, the Great Commission is to go tell others about Jesus. Because we've been given this light and this eye-opening experience, could you call it. And, you know, it's our responsibility to share that with other people. And I just want to challenge you with that tonight, that you will shine your light like more like a lighthouse that's consistent, that's high up on a hill like we were told in Matthew to do. I'll read that one more time. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I encourage you going into 2021, maybe set a goal. It doesn't have to be big, just something small. Maybe see 3 people saved. Maybe we could, as a church, see whatever number it is, members added to our church. These are the practical applications of this, of how can we reach the community around us. And like I said, I'm thankful, very thankful for a church that I can have the privilege of working in ministries, on the bus routes, picking up kids and bringing them. That's something that is valued. And if you're not involved in ministries, I encourage you to do it. I mean, we have harvesters on Saturday. We have everything that you can do to help to do this that we've been commanded to do. I encourage you in 2021 to shine bright for Christ.